This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow. Beautiful day in the Mile High City. Absolutely gorgeous out there, but we thank you for joining us here. Hope you'll stick with us for the full hour. We've got a great show in store for you. It is Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kurt Rogers in studio with us, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, boring times.
Boring.
In real estate and mortgage.
I have so much free time.
Nothing going on.
No. It's just slow.
Son, this market is crazy.
It is crazy. And I don't see it really lightening up a whole lot. I think there's another phase that's going to happen the latter part of September, October, because we were talking before the show started about appraisal gaps. Homes are selling for so much more. How does somebody buy a home if they don't have the cash?
Right.
I showed you a way that that can be done. But what's going to happen is that as those people that have that extra cash start to run out, then when somebody offers up a house for sale, it's going to be selling at the price that they're offering at. So you don't have to bring the cash. Well, I have a whole group of people just waiting back. They don't have the cash. They want to buy a house, but they can't because they don't have the appraisal gap. So that's going to probably hit around, in my opinion, September, October. That'll start. And that'll just keep moving through because there's a lot of younger people that don't have $50,000 or $100,000 extra.
A lot of older people.
Yeah. There are. So so this market's going to continue to go. I don't see it going at to 10% it did in 2020. That was extremely fluke the year. But I do see it moving at 5% throughout the year. There are some areas that they're moving even more than that now. I mean, they're moving $15,000 a month.
So people that you've gotten approved over these last couple of months, how long is that good for, their approval?
90 days.
All right. And so then if they haven't
every 90 days, they send me new income docs, new asset docs, I get them reapproved. Because then the only thing the lender wants then is they just want an appraisal and a contract that match.
Okay.
And they're good to go because they'll approve them for up to a dollar amount.
Gotcha.
And rates aren't moving. The feds have guaranteed that the rates are pretty much going to stay where they're at. They're not worried about inflation, which used to be it would bother it. Right now, they're not worried about it. They have other stop gaps for it. They anticipate inflation will slow down in August, not be at 2.5-3%. It'll settle down back down to 2, and that's acceptable.
Wow.
So this market's going to continue to go the way it is.
Yeah. Insane.
It is.
But
insane.
Kurt can help you. Hey, you need a guide through this. I promise you. 720-895-0500, and it is Affordable Interest Mortgage. Well, it's good to have Don Hanson back with us. Don is the president of Full House Construction and Design. And another boring time for Don.
Yeah, man,
you want to talk about these two. Good to have you. You think about, from Kurt's world, your world, for those, wanting to remodel or sell or move. I mean, yeah, you can make a ton on your house, but where do you go? I mean, but the whole remodeling thing is truly, truly insane right now with the prices of what? Two-by-fours. What was a 2x4, 6 months ago or whatever?
Oh, well, they were about $350, $380, depending on where you're at.
And what are you looking today?
Close to $700.
Double.
Yeah. Everything's 200 to 300% at this point.
And that's just a 2x4.
Yeah, the things that take the man-made items, honestly, with the glue and adhesives that make them the MDFs and composite materials and things like that are also now becoming scarce because of the adhesive components in them are not available.
Wow. Yeah, on our Sportsman of Colorado show we do on Saturdays, we were talking with our friend Austin Park, Discount Fishing Tackle, and he works with a boat place, Crowley Marine, and they're talking about even getting boats like, seat cushion cores. I mean, just different parts to a lot of different things are holding up where you can't get a boat for 6 months.
The little things hold up the thing.
Man, alive.
Yep.
When you sit with a customer and they kind of give you an idea of what they want to do, 6 months ago the time frame might have been 30, 45 days.
Right.
What is it now?
It is a complete unknown at this point, honestly, because we don't know when we're going to have product. We used to have a 6 to 8 week kind of promise on appliances, for instance, and now it is just if you find something that will work for you, then you just go ahead and secure it and get it in.
And, you know, you don't want to – I was talking with someone yesterday about a car, and I was like, look, you know, I help people with Lynn-Lyle Chevrolet, one of our sponsors, and I said, look, I don't want to be like it's the last one left, last day of the sale, because it's not that. But when they sell these couple, they don't know when they're getting any more in right now. I mean, so you don't want to come across as that, like I say, last day of the sale, and you got to make a decision now. But you know what? You need to make a decision now in a lot of cases, don't you?
And it becomes this almost like a hoarder, sort of like the toilet paper issue, where people are like, well, I don't know if I'm going to need 50 2x4s or 500 2x4s, but I'll buy a bunk at this price now just to have it. That's happening with copper wire. It's happening. We have a breaker shortage that we don't even know when that's going to happen, when we'll actually get the breakers that we need. So we have a lot of final inspections for the electrical part of the process that we have a temporary certificate of occupancy, but not a final, because we don't have the proper breakers and can't get them. Nobody can. So it just sits there, and then we'll have to loop back in when we can get them and put those in and get the proper inspections done for that. But we have temporary orders at this point.
You've been doing this 20 years.
A little better, 28.
Have you ever seen it like this?
No, never. Never. And you mix the labor shortage with that, and it's a prime recipe for disaster.
In what way?
I think it's just going to drive the pricing up to a point where it won't recover. It won't come back down. I think it's going to be a market where, you know, people will have paid for this. So contractors and remodelers and builders will say, well, people will put out that money. We've just seen it. And so why should I, you know, lower pricing back down? And the same is going to happen on the supply side, where they're going to say, well, the contractors bought it. People paid for it somewhere along the way, so why should we bring prices back down? They might adjust a little bit, but I don't think it'll ever go back down the way it was.
Right. And the fear, I think, too, or the thing people need to think about is someone like yourself, we were just talking before we came on air, that, hey, you got to hold out for the right people to hire, but you know what? There's some people that are going to go, I need a body. Hey, can you drive a nail in wood? You're hired. Uh-huh. And before you know it, you've got a bunch of people out there not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah, that was a question I was going to ask. With the shortages, has that brought in what I kind of call sharks in the construction industry? That they'll come in and they'll take upfront money and say things and they'll leave. What can a consumer do to kind of protect themselves from that?
Yeah, I've heard of that going on more now again, but I don't have any specific instances that I can confirm that. I would suspect that that's typically what happens.
Somebody's going to take an advantage of a situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just need to make sure that your contracts are firm, that they speak to lien waivers would be a great idea right now. Mechanics lien waivers for when you're releasing money for something, that you make sure that you're getting that lien waiver in return for that. It's not popular with the contractors,
right?
Because it prevents that. But if somebody's going to fight you on that, there's probably a good reason.
Yeah.
So they should be giving you fair services for fair trade, which is your dollar, right? You know, which is the almighty dollar at this point.
Let's talk about a contract, because that is super, super important. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, hey, you know, they'll tell me, oh, they told me this. And I go, what's in writing?
Right.
That's what you've got to have. So when you break down a contract, and let's just take a kitchen remodel, I mean, give us an idea of what that contract should kind of look like and what should be included in that.
Well, typically what we like to do is just set out our performance expectations of what the scope is. Does that kitchen include the laundry room? Does it include the living room? Probably not. They're going to be separate parts of that scope. But sometimes you may do the floor and repaint in the dining room right next door to the kitchen, and that's often the case. So just specifying how far that goes and what the true responsibility of that performance contract is from a scope perspective. Who's doing what is also a very big part of that. So if you're the homeowner and you want to get your hands on these supplies, especially appliances, and you're going to handle that, that's fine. It needs to be specified up front that that's what you're going to do versus that's what the contractor is going to do. Because if it was the contractor and they didn't order those appliances until about a week before they needed them, you got big problems. So then you have that part of the performance, and you know, what are the material delays at that point to be considered. I don't think anybody's going to write anything in for those material damages that may happen right now because they just can't control it. So, but having a good breakdown of when you make payments and what you're paying for, you know, I think with the current environment, a small down payment deposit just to make sure that the customer is sincere in doing this project is a little more commonplace than what I used to do.
Right.
Yeah, you'd get started without that.
Yeah, I used to get started without that, and you would only pay for anything that we had completed or stored and purchased on your behalf.
Right.
And right now, it sort of just weeds out the people that are fishing, and it gets you down to, like, let's get started, let's lock you into the schedule so that we can do this. But it's a nominal, you know, I kind of look at it, you want 10% on the back end to guarantee my performance of getting done for that contingency. Let's talk about that same amount on the front end.
Sure.
And call that fair on the front, fair on the back.
But right. Do, like you say, kind of progress payments. I mean,
after roll that thing. So that contingency payment or deposit, if you will, should be flushed out in the number one, you know, draw.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In my opinion, it shouldn't be something that should be held over the contract. It should be flushed out immediately.
Yeah, it's not just sitting there.
Not
in
just
a
sitting
bucket.
There. That's right. So,
what's your most popular remodel that you're doing right now? What's the biggest request you're getting?
It's kitchens for sure. You know, kitchens, master baths, and then basements, probably in that order.
Yeah,
and those come back, don't they, Kurt? Mm-hmm. On the real estate.
Well, that's why I was asking him that, because a kitchen's going to give you, in my opinion, 90 cents on the dollar. Maybe not now because the prices are so high, mm-hmm. but it comes back to you very well. And not just a bath, but a master bath always has it bigger.
Right.
And then the basement. Basement's closer to 60 cents, 70 cents on the dollar, but it's still adding to it because
huge.
A basement empty, you're only going to get maybe $30, $40 a square foot. Mm-hmm. But when you finish it, it's going to jump depending on the square footage of the house and the floor plan.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I was asking that question.
Right. Don Hanson is with us. Once again, he's the president of Full House Construction and Design. Their number, 303-210-3912. That's 303-210-3912. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about construction. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website 303roofer.com.
Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite stores. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and you may ask, why is this one of my favorite stores? Well, you never know what you're going to find. But I will promise you this. You will find great service and great bargains from this family-owned store. It may be a great deal on that 12-gauge shotgun you've been looking for. Or maybe that rifle you haven't been able to find anywhere. And hey, they might even have that ammo in stock that you have been driving all over town looking for. The Outdoorsman's Attic is a consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear. Now look, you've been moving that gear around your garage for months. Don't move it. Take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. Need to get that fishing license? Maybe grab some live bait? Head on over to 2650 West Hamden. And if your firearm needs a little work, ask for Scott the Gunsmith. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Now's the time to get into D&D Tire and get your vehicle ready for those beautiful mountain drives or those summer road trips with the family. From AC and heating, brake service, battery replacement, engine repair, transmission service, oil changes, and of course, all of your tire needs, D&D Tire has you covered. Right now, you can get up to 6 months special financing with approved credit and $150 back on a qualifying tire purchase when you open a Goodyear credit account. If you're looking for trustworthy technicians and reasonable prices, along with outstanding service, it's D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. Check them out, ddtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. They will take care of all of your mortgage needs, refinancing, reverse mortgages, whatever. Kurt can help you. If you're just joining us, Don Hansen is in studio with us. He's the president of Full House Construction and Design. Don's number, 303-210-3912. That's 303-210-3912. And we're just talking about all the things going on. So you could have a name, COVID Construction.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Man. Colorado COVID Construction.
Yeah. Wow. And now you do new builds as well. Somebody buys land and they just want to start from the grass up. Do you do that or mainly
I
remodel?
I do, but I have had to kind of whittle things down a little bit. So gotcha. We're releasing things that are not right in the wheelhouse right at the moment. So we're turning away new builds at this point. Yeah. But I do have some good contacts if people are interested in that.
Okay. And what's your area, service area kind of?
Generally speaking, we're Hamden Avenue south to south side of Castle Rock Monument area, and then Roxborough to Elbert County.
Okay, good deal.
One of the biggest problems you're facing, which is what I think most employers are, is shortage of people.
Shortage of people, yes.
Yeah. When your average person that you have that works for you has been with you how long?
Well, the average is now skewed probably quite a bit, but I got about half of them that have been with me for 7-8 years, and then the other half are 24 months or so, 18 to 24 months.
It's hard to where are you seeing the biggest difficulty, the biggest need that you have for people? Why do you think it's so hard to find people? Because I know the pay's up.
If I had that answer, I probably wouldn't be
looking. You wouldn't have the issue, right? You don't know where to find them.
I don't know what the true issue is. We've done comp and benefit studies, and you know, we feel like we're pretty competitive in all those different areas. I think our niche is one that requires the efforts of productive work, so a productive schedule with the attention to detail of a true custom remodel, where we're trying to blend those two things together. So it can be a little bit more of a frustrating thing where you're not getting paid just for performance only, and you also don't get the time that you would prefer as a true custom carpenter. So we're kind of a blend of those two, if that makes sense. And I think it becomes a difficult work environment for somebody who's tuned to one or the other. But it's a great environment if you're sort of like the entrepreneur type who enjoys making things better, thinking outside of the box, being super creative, having a good work
team. Kind of like an artist.
And being like an artist, and then not having to you know, fund the whole operation or spend nights doing invoicing and things like that. So it's, in my opinion, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. How has that affected your, and I kind of have an idea on the answer, from when you're sitting with somebody, the time frame you're giving them from start to finish on the work, how has that affected that? How much has it expanded? What's a normal time frame, for example, on a remodel of a kitchen?
Yeah, normal time frame on a kitchen, I would put it about 12 weeks. And sometimes, you know, with everything in perfect harmony, we could get those done in 7 to 8 weeks and then, you know, really come out smelling like a rose. And a longer run project is going to be about 16 weeks. And, you know, now a kitchen can take
perfect
a kitchen can take a year depending on, you know, to truly cross stuff off the list and be done and out of there.
And I think one warning would be to people, hey, you know, if you're checking around, and I always tell people, they go, man, I called your guy, but they're out, you know, 6 weeks. And I'm like, dude, if you can call somebody and they can be there like tomorrow, That's probably a problem. But you want to be careful, too, if they're promising, oh, we can be in and out of here in this amount of time.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's a red flag, isn't it?
It is a red flag. And I think the reality is we have a term that we use called substantial completion. And that's pretty much the time that if we had everything within our control that we could get a final inspection done, that's when that would happen. And so you agree with the customer at that point that you're at that place, and that's sort of where you kick off warranty on the things that you've done, and you leave the other items that are to be done on a list that as soon as we get those back into stock, we'll install them, and it can be piecemeal or it can be all at once, and you deal with those things. So back to that breaker issue where you're not done, but you also don't want to be holding warranty for the next 5 years if the breakers never show up. We just don't know, you know, when that's happening. So trying to be careful in those areas. But I think, you know, the customer that's ready to put everything and has storage and things like that can get all their appliances on site, can get their furniture is another thing. We don't deal with the furniture, but people have these brand new spaces and then can't find couches to put in them.
Yeah. No, I have some friends in furniture business and, you know, that are on the wholesale side, and they've got – I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he said he had 69 containers. Now, a container is like a rail car that you see, okay, full of furniture. And he had 69 of those waiting in port to be shipped over, you know, because furniture comes from all over the world, you know. And so, yeah, it's just a tough deal.
It is. And there's things, again, that are available. It might not be what you want, but you put up with a temporary end table and a – you know, hand-me-down couch for a little bit to be able to use that space because you've just redone it and trying to move forward into it. Or the kitchen that you find a Craigslist deal or something like that on a refrigerator that's going to work for the time being, fits in the space, and maybe it isn't complete, but at least you're functional at that point. And so it's getting creative on many different levels.
It sounds like you have to be able to compromise more.
Absolutely.
You know, when somebody's spending, you know, $50,000 to $100,000, they normally don't want to compromise. That's not so much the case anymore.
Yeah. We've sort of gotten to the unspoken place where if we are hearing a customer say, we understand, that's very comforting to us. And I think the customer hears from us that we're going to work as hard as we can.
Right.
That's also very comfortable to them because they know that we're working to the best of our capacity to do so. No longer ability. Ability is far past. It's now capacity, whether it be supply chain or labor force.
Mm-hmm. And it's always been the key to, you know, business dealings, but communication probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's key, you know. I mean, just leveling from the start. I mean, it's just like somebody wants to come on here and advertise with me. You know what I tell them? Hey, first few months, I don't know what you're going to – I mean, it takes a little while to build credibility. It takes a little while to people get to know you, to trust you, and all the things like that. And so it's the same thing, you know, with you. And so, I mean, I think if you level with people in the beginning and set those expectations. And so, you know, I mean, if you should say, hey, I could go with the angle of what people can expect, but what should they not expect? I mean, maybe a better way to ask it right now, you know, just with the way you're waiting on materials. I mean, you want to get it done in 7 weeks too.
Sure.
You know, not 16.
Sure. Yeah,
but,
that's right.
You know, so they just got to look at just about any kind of service or goods can be late, and it's not your fault as a contractor.
That's right. Yeah, I think they should not expect things to be as they were. They should not expect it to be like their last remodel if you did one even 2 years ago. It's just not the same. So having those predisposed ideas of how things are going to work, we don't even know how they're going to work from week in to week out. So we take the good with the bad. We see what stock is available at this Home Depot or that Lowe's and any other place in between. We're looking at surprises of things that we used to get every day without any problem, and you find out now that you're 13 weeks before you're going to get that. So we sit down and we'll renegotiate perhaps another way to do things and using some different products and – it's just constantly reinventing at this point.
When a customer calls you up and has you come out and they want to kind of go over what they want done, is there ever a time they say, should we do this and stay in the home or should we move?
Every time.
Is it worth it? Are we going to get, you know, they're going to want to know. I know I would if I was going to redo a kitchen. Okay, is it worth what I'm doing to this house? Is it going to matter?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think it's always as far as the issue of staying in the home or not, that's a personal preference. Kitchens are difficult, especially depends on what your surroundings are. If you have a wet bar in the basement that's fully equipped with everything but a stove, but you know, that's pretty easy. If you have a one bedroom studio kitchen and you're washing dishes in your bathtub and also trying to use the bathroom in that same space, it gets very, very challenging. So especially if you have 16 turns into 23 weeks, you know, type project. So those are the considerations.
And honestly, you bring up a point. When we had ours remodeled about 7 years ago, the item I thought was important was the microwave so we could eat. Refrigerator I could put somewhere else. I come to find out it was the sink.
Yes.
We started using everything paper plate, but that sink became important. So I went out to Home Depot, bought one of them plastic stand-up. Mm-hmm. That it was portable. When they want to do the floor, I take the sink out, they do it, then they put the sink back.
Yeah.
But it was critical that sink was there so we could do some things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it was 6 months. Our remodel was, but that was years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So, Kurt, what do people want to do? They want to stay in the house and they want to get some money out to do something with Don. How hard is that?
It's really not hard. Now, there's a couple different ways. If they're currently paying, you know, above three and a half, you might want to consider rolling it in and not extending the term. If not, and you just want like a $40,000 or $50,000 for a remodel, I have several different lenders that I will send you to that do second mortgages very well. And they're the best because when you pull money from a second mortgage, you're only taking out and paying for what you need at the time. So that 10% up front, as you're going along, it's just an account that they can just keep pulling out of. So that's what I'll recommend to them.
Right.
Or they can always do the all-in-one depending on how big the project is.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, man, those people that have the money when they're sitting at the table with you 16 weeks ago, then all of a sudden mm-hmm. something happens. And so, again, you do have to be sure what's going on.
Right, right. And this isn't a great market, obviously, to be trying to flip houses and work through those types of projects. So I'm encouraging people right now, if you're remodeling, don't remodel for somebody else. The sales market is such that mm-hmm. they're buying pretty much space in location. They're not buying finishes. It may be more attractive to one person over another to do an appraisal gap type of negotiation, but that's about it. Everybody's trying to get something somewhere. So if you're remodeling for yourself and the fact that you've decided to stay there.
Yeah, and we see that all the time. Somebody that'll have a house and they'll think it's going to bring $60,000-$70,000 over and it's dated. It'll still bring over, mm-hmm. but not as much as a remodel. But spending $50,000 to $60,000 is not going to get you $100,000 over on the sale. It's just not there.
Exactly.
That decision needs to be made 12 months in advance. Enjoy the project.
Correct.
Enjoy what you're doing and build it for you. Mm-hmm. So it works better. We've seen that quite a bit with people on the remodels.
Yeah, there's a huge emotional roller coaster with remodels that you go on that ride. It's exciting when it starts and things are getting torn up and, you know, torn out. And you start wondering if you really made the right decision about formatting and layout and design. And, you know, is that wall really going to be in the right place? And you have the this is the wall that my kids had their heights marked on, and that's coming out, and all of a sudden, you know, Mrs. Johnson is very, very concerned about keeping that wall or at least taking a photograph of it, and so you slow down the process. But and then you get all the way through to your substantial completion and you're just about done, but then this stinking contractor's still in my house every third day doing a little bit here and a little bit there, and if that's trickling on for 6 months, it gets really, really old.
Yeah. There's tension on both sides.
Yep. So we just need to be, you know, able to partner with people in that process and know that we're going to respect each other's emotional roller coaster on that.
Sure. Because you're both going to be on one. Mm-hmm. For sure. Let's talk about the areas that you can use. We have some folks listening that, hey, I'm a licensed electrician and I am looking for work. I mean, what are some skilled areas you're looking at? And then are there just some general labors where you do just need a person willing to work and can carry stuff around? Or
yeah, well, I appreciate that. We actually have gone and sort of like with the new builds, we've specialized, if you will, and so we are seeking high-end carpentry type things. You don't need to be a trim carpenter, but understanding construction and the construction process on a high level, that's who we're looking for. somebody that can work alone or work with a team. Right. But, you know, we should be able to turn that person out into a small bathroom and not have a whole lot of questions if you're provided with the materials and details that you need. That's the guy we're looking for, or gal. We got electrical positions open. We'd love to have a journeyman who this is an exciting opportunity. If that person's out there, we are looking to develop our electrical division, and that's 323 Industries Inc. And that is going to split commercial and residential.
Okay.
And we need somebody who wants to be the lead guy, take on the emotional roller coaster of the residential piece, and does well with that, and just is able to explain to John homeowner how this works, why it works, and you know, has the opportunity for developing that system with the homeowner, whereas commercial is obviously many times either pre-specified, unoccupied, and just checking boxes and getting through that. It's a whole different mm-hmm. animal there, but we need that person that's really good with people and on a journeyman level.
Right. Cool. Don's number, 303-210-3912. It's Full House Construction and Design. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Don Hanson has been our special guest this hour. 303-210-3912 is Don's number. He's the president of Full House Construction and Design. So we mentioned basement remodels. Now I know for years, boy, the home theater was the big deal. You know, mm-hmm. is that still kind of a big deal people are doing in basements?
Yeah, I get about 50%. Mm-hmm. I get a lot more, though, that are the hybrid because they want a theater, but they need the space for their kids to be down there and play. And then you have the baseball bat proofing of the theater.
No. Well, you got kids, yeah.
Yeah.
When you you're doing entertainment center, do you set up the whole house for internet wiring? Can you, when they're doing the remodel, is there other stuff inside of that you can help them with?
Yeah, absolutely. We can help with that. We can add hotspots. We can make a little wireless I forget the technical term, but like a web of wireless connectivity that increases your signal strength throughout. And even in low cell service range, we have some things we can do up in the attic, which will help.
Help boost the signal.
Boost the signals, yep.
Yeah, because so many people I know are doing that as they're changing things out. They're wanting to make everything work. I mean, you know, the stove works with the system.
Smart homes, yeah.
That's too smart for me, but that's fine if that's what they want.
Yeah.
No doubt. As you sit down, and let's talk about that just initial consultation. When you sit down, and again, we'll take kitchen since that's a big deal. What all do you try to just get worked out and even that just initial consultation? Because there's a lot to that. You mentioned the design, picking out appliances, you know, fixtures, all the different things. What's that initial consultation look like?
I love to sit down with people and just talk about what their family makeup is. You know, if it's just two people empty nesters, two people starting out, or if it's two people with six kids, it's a very different dynamic in all three of those situations. To see what makes the most sense, then, do you entertain is a second question. You know, so if you have two people, six kids, and then you have three other couples and each of them has six kids, that's a whole different remodel than the
styrofoam
early couple.
Styrofoam everything.
Yeah.
Pad the walls.
That's it, right. Velcro and padding. Yeah, the couple coming, you know, out of college and just getting started on a home, and they have their two or three other couples that they're with, that's a different way to set that up too. So outdoor space, indoor space, combined space, living room, do you overflow to that? So those are usually the big questions on how do you see yourself using this space, and then we'll add a little bit of extra thought to that, like things that we've seen and how about and have you thought of, and get them thinking outside of the box of what they originally thought they were going to do. And then it becomes a very exciting part of the process to see what that looks like. And then we'll give them a little rendering of what we envision the space to be combined with them. And they can, you know, move stools around and things like that at that point. But
that was a question I had. Have you sat with people as you're going through the consultation and they mention things to you and you see them? I mean, when they tell you how they want it, you look at them and you go, that won't work. That's not a good idea.
Yep.
And you have to kind of take them to another level and say, okay, here could be some problems with that.
Sure.
You run across that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, well, like, because, I mean, you know, you're in your kitchen and, okay, here's your sink, here's where your refrigerator is, here's where your range and your microwave is, and you think that's just the way it's got to be. And we hadn't even thought about
how they all what interface you, with how yeah. they. The
what if you take the
work?
Sink and put it over here, and you put the range over here, and now we knock down that wall. Now we vote that your sink's against. So
or you know, a big thing that we did quite a bit, and it's still really popular, is moving. People don't use a traditional dining room anymore.
We don't
a lot
have
of people. So
got
you,
rid of it.
You blow out that wall, and now you're talking about using that space in the kitchen, but there's a whole lot better view on that side of the house. And so, you know, it seems cost prohibitive to tear up some of that drywall in the basement and replumb things and so forth if it's a finished basement. But in the end, depending on what the level of finish is in the basement, you may want to consider that, because you can really improve that space by flip-flopping some things around. It might be a mountain view that you get in front of the sink that you didn't have before. Might be better. Even little things like walking in the front door and not staring straight into the kitchen, because you've reformatted that and you just move where the doors are at. So now you have a nice art wall when you walk in the front door, and you've split how you enter into the kitchen and eating area. There's little things like that that are super easy to do and add a lot of value to the overall.
Yeah, when we remodeled ours, they had to, if we'd have left the sink where it was at, it would have looked like a sore thumb. So we had to kind of move that. We didn't want lights hanging down because of the view that it had. So you're right. I can see that. It changed. And we spent a lot of time making sure with pictures.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, that's going to work before we decide to write that check.
Yeah, absolutely.
It took us 5 years.
Oh, my. Man. Really?
And I got to tell you this. The majority of that was
the backsplash.
Yeah, it was the backsplash.
You told me about that story.
My wife... we got everything all set, and she was out looking at the backsplash, and she would keep bringing it back home. She went through over 20 different backsplashes before we picked one that would match.
Yeah, my wife does that with paint, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Well, you know, you think of the kitchen. I mean, it used to just be...
It's the number one area in the house.
But that's where people used to just eat and then get out of there.
Right.
Now, I mean, you got kids doing homework there. I mean,
that's where you entertain.
You hang out in the kitchen a lot longer now after a meal.
Yeah. We've done some ancillary spaces, which is kind of a fun idea that we've scaled down large walk-in pantries and made more functional roll-out drawers and things like that that organize better, and then use the walk-out space or walk-in space to be sort of a homework kitchen
cubicle
area, cubicle, but it's not in the kitchen, it's adjacent to. So mom can still keep an eye on, can still see what's on the computer screen. And then we wire that room up to be a super technical room, can have some overhead speakers and all your Wi-Fi and lots of plugs and built-in desks and functions like that. But then it's easy for come in the back door, do a backpack drop in there, get everything done, take a snack, and then go right back in and start doing some homework.
Have you that brings up a point. COVID's caused a lot of people to work from home. So have people called and said, okay, how do I convert this to a workspace? How do I make this to where we can work at home?
Yes, sir.
You're seeing more of that.
Mm-hmm. Those front room, sitting room, parlor kind of spaces are super popular for turning into secondary offices.
Just for that, they can be used for one thing, but they also can be used for that quiet space for an office so you can get away. Because
mm-hmm.
there's so many more people that are working from home. The builders have made those changes. They've got, they're making spaces so you can work, and they're wiring the homes to make sure that all happens. So you have the connection. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You know, everybody wants a good deal on things, but it drives me crazy sometimes when I see on Facebook somebody will go, anybody know a cheap plumber? Anybody know a cheap electrician? You know, and it drives me crazy because I think, you know, if you knew how to do it, you would do it, okay?
Right.
And then two, you got to look at what that person maybe went to school for. I mean, you look at tools that are involved in different things. I mean, they could have thousands of dollars just in tools.
Right.
Right? And then the time that it takes to do it, and then, you know, they always say they want something cheap. And I always tell people, hey, anybody you hear on my show is never going to be the cheapest in what they do, okay? Because we're not about that.
Right.
We're about the quality and taking care of the customer and making them a long-term customer. And so, I mean, how do you get above the person? I mean, can you tell pretty quick in those initial consultations when somebody's, you know, trying to beat you up on price and all, and it's just, hey, this is not a good fit because, you know, you're not respecting really what we do.
Sure. Yeah, there is no, you know, cheap is not in our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. We're super transparent about that.
Right,
inexpensive is something we strive to be, but I think having a value is the most important thing. And so a lot of our contracts are fixed administrative contracts where then we just share the cost of our wholesale with a customer. We're already getting paid as the contractor. And then their budget is just as important to us as it is to them.
Right.
And when you're in that situation like that, then you can negotiate on their behalf to get more for less and come to the table with it, and everybody wins. Mm-hmm. So there's no adversarial approach to that. There's no hidden charges. There's nothing, you know, being marked up on page 3 that you didn't see.
Right.
So we like to operate that way, but I think having that value is good. We have a lot of things that we try to do with different trade partners that are bulk, pre-purchased items, things like that, that we can share and do square footage pricing on and mm-hmm. so forth, whether it be flooring or countertops and sinks and all that. And we try to do it on a higher level, so we don't offer the $8 bulk price on a faucet. You know, we're still talking about $300 faucets and things like that that are solid, that are going to last for 20 years and you don't have issues with. So it makes it a little bit tougher to make a decision on that then, of course. But if we, you know, we provide 2 or 3 different options in our basement finishes and several quartz countertops and several $600 or $700 cabinets that you can choose from. We don't give you a $120 cabinet.
Gotcha.
So just ends up being, we have a fixed price on the basement and we have a fixed price on the bathroom if you choose to add one, and within that you have multiple choices
options
that you can choose from, but none of them are, we feel like we're ultra competitive, and again, not the cheapest, but we're ultra competitive in that market. And then once you look at the little details, given us the ability to get in front of you and look at those little details, all of a sudden you're getting a lot more bang for your buck because of the negotiations we've done prior to coming to your home.
Right. Yeah, when you set up in your contracts, and I think you said this the last time, you build in your fee, your labor fee, and then whatever the parts are that go in, you don't mark those up like other people do and add them to the contract.
That's correct, yes.
So what they're paying for, they're going to see. If they went to the store to buy that refrigerator, you're getting it at the same price. That's all that's going to be charged.
Yeah, if not better, because if they go to the appliance store,
They're buying one. You've been given them this.
And or we'll either get some discounts that way with multiples, or we'll get a builder discount on a package. So let's say Bosch would say, hey, if your builder comes in and buys all five of these pieces for your kitchen, we'll give you a 15% discount.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not something they have access to.
Right.
And you pass that along.
And we pass that along to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
303-210-3912. Don Hanson is with us. It is Full House Construction and Design. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Watley. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest for this hour has been Don Hanson, president of Full House Construction and Design. 303-210-3912. And Let's just talk about people, the need for doing their due diligence and checking out contractors. Now, we know Don, certainly endorse him, recommend him, and all that. So hopefully they'll choose you. But
thank you.
What are some questions? Because you know what? I can go get some business cards printed, say, 50 years in business. There's no advertising police, so to speak. I can say a lot of things.
Right.
I can put bonded, insured on my card. How do you check things out?
Well, each city or county jurisdiction is going to have the ability to look up your contractors and see if they're there. You can go on to the Secretary of State,
DORA,
and see, do a business search on that and see when documents were filed. And if they're a company who's in good standing, you can also see if they say they've been doing business for X amount of years, you can
find out.
See that. they may be in the business for X amount of years, but only doing that business for 1 year. In my case, we had a reorganization in 2008. So if you don't dig a little bit, you don't see the whole story. But that will tell the story if you do a little bit of digging there. So that's good. I would also, we are predominantly a referral-based business. Mm-hmm. And so that helps a ton with the pre-qualifying part of that for us. But I think that's usually, you know, friend or relative referring because they've had direct contact with us and seen and experienced our work.
Right.
Yeah, and that's always a concern is, like you said, some people can just go out there and just say, here's what I do. Without checking them out, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And when you're checking them out, they need to know more. Okay, if he says he's an electrician, every county has a licensing requirement. Some if you want to build a house, some if you just want to remodel.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that due diligence, I've seen that it pays off. I wanted, because I don't think the people have heard lately, you got started how long ago?
1998.
And you started the business working with someone or started the business on your own?
I started as a partner, and that was the reorganization.
The reorganization in 08.
From an LLP to a sole proprietor in 08.
And I, like you, it's always better when you have referrals because it keeps the cost down. I'm not spending money that I have to make for advertising if all I get is referrals or the majority of it. It makes it better.
That's right.
So that's a big part to go along with what Scott says. It's just important to have somebody that you know somebody else has used.
Yeah, and knowing that their insurance requirement, if they're active with the particular jurisdiction, then you also know that their insurance requirements are met because the building departments, when people say they don't want to pull permits for various reasons, one of the great reasons to do that is because the building department is making sure that XYZ contractor is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's to be a legitimate business and handle their underlying commercial general liability and workers' compensation and so on and so forth, and for their subcontractors. So that's a very good, you know, stamp of approval there that's worth something. You're paying for that, obviously. And then, as you know, when you improve that space, you're also paying new taxes on that space. So that's a critical element. If you're adding a bedroom or finished basement space, it's going to add to the financial equation.
You bring up a good point because years ago when I was getting ready for this remodel, I talked to several different people. And some says, well, we can do this and we won't get the we can do it without the permit. And I'm thinking, no, while I know it's more costly, I also know it's better.
Right.
It's going to be done correct instead of cutting a corner because you're not cutting the price not to do it with the permit.
Right.
The price you gave me is with the permit.
Right.
So I want to make sure I get that kind of work.
Yep.
And I've seen that happen in the past.
And on insurance, let me give you a tip here. Ask them if they're insured. They're going to show you, hopefully, a certificate that has dates on there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the dates.
But call the number on the card.
Yeah.
Ask the insurance company, is this policy still in effect? Here's what can happen sometimes, okay? From our insurance broker. For easy addition for me, let's say it's $1,200 a year. The guy gives $100 down. He gets a card now that's dated good for 1 year, all right? He never goes back and pays the other $100
a month.
His insurance
lapses.
So all he does is go and show a card. It's got dates on there. You and I look at that, and we go, oh,
he's good.
This is May. He's insured through December. I'm good.
Yeah.
No. Call there and ask them if that policy is still in effect.
Yeah, that's good. And I would also recommend people, especially in a larger remodel, that they actually be asked to be a certificate holder.
Yes.
That will give them the ability to verify, because if you can't
produce
that,
doesn't cost them anything.
Doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. So just certificate holder. Not additional insured, just a certificate holder.
That's right. And then you get that piece of paper with your name, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, are the certificate holders of this policy for this period of time, and that shows you it's valid, because you cannot get that if it's not valid.
Right. Now, let's take the contractor. I do the business with you. A sub's over there, falls through my roof, breaks his leg and all that. What is that homeowner? Is everything with you? Should people make sure the subs are insured too? What's
the general contractor there? Has the responsibility for their subcontractors. So that's often part of the value, so to speak, that's missed on the general contractor, because we do have to assume that liability. We assume the liability if they do or don't have insurance, then it is literally tacked on to ours.
Right.
So they become our employee if they don't have workers' comp and should have had, and they become our employee if they're a subcontractor and didn't have insurance and should have if there's an event. So.
And all that liability.
All that liability falls back on us. So it's
you're not putting anybody out there. Yeah. You haven't vetted.
Right.
Yeah. You want to make sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're audited every year, and there's a lot more to being a general contractor, even if it's a small-time guy that's doing a few bathrooms a year. There's a lot more to the requirements that are there than just coming in and doing the bathroom.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Don, great information here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How do people get in touch with you?
Get in touch with us at 303-210-3912, or you can send us an email at info@fullhouse.biz.
All right.
And you're pretty busy right now.
We're pretty busy right now.
But you can always take more.
Well, we always try to find a way to make it work for people.
And Kurt, if people want to try to figure out if they got some money, maybe do something with Don, they can call you.
720-895-0500. And, I might show you how you can redo your first or where to go get the good inexpensive money on a second so you can do the remodels.
Great.
It's well worth it.
Yeah.
If you're doing the right thing, it's going to add value to your house, so you're not throwing the money away.
Sure. Good deal. Gentlemen, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Great hour. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.